Well, good afternoon, everybody, and let's start with Conference USA football. Two games on the schedule tonight. Let's start in Miami, Florida. While Vice Knight has produced some of the best uniforms in the country over the last three seasons, it has not produced wins, as the FIU Panthers have lost each time since rolling out the theme in 2022. Coming off a staggering 25-6 win over Western Kentucky, FIU looks to buck the trend against the Owls of Kennesaw. This time around, Kennesaw State fresh off a statement win after knocking off Louisiana Tech 35-7 prior to a bye week. The matchup is chock full of immovable objects versus unstoppable forces, as both teams enter in the top 25 in red zone defense, and each team's offense specialty meets an equally stout defense, respectively. FIU, a really good rushing team. Of course, Kennesaw State, a very good passing team. That game tonight will be on ESPN2 beginning at 6 p.m. Also tonight at 6:30 on the CBS Sports Network, Western Kentucky in Ruston to take on Louisiana Tech. The two teams on the other side of the previously mentioned upsets each look to shake off the last outing and get back into the win column. The Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky were stymied in the pass game against FIU, but looked to get back on track against a struggling Bulldog pass defense that allowed 290 yards and four touchdowns to Kennesaw State. However, Maverick McIver can't afford the same mistakes against a disruptive Louisiana Tech defense. For the Bulldogs, a key will be getting stops in the red zone as they sport the 10th best red zone defense in the country, while Western Kentucky has scored just four touchdowns in its last 10 red zone trips. Also tomorrow, Missouri State will be at New Mexico State, a late night weekday Conference USA action, and the week finale will feature the first meeting ever between the Bears and Aggies. While Missouri State is hopeful for the return of quarterback Jacob Clark, the game should present an exciting quarterback matchup regardless of who starts for Missouri State, between Clark and true freshman Deuce Bailey against New Mexico State's Logan Fife. Both the Bears and Aggies have been among the most prominent big play offenses, as New Mexico State ranks 12th in passes over 20 yards, while Missouri State ranks 38th with 26. Following their third game this season with three turnovers forced, the Aggies usurped Louisiana Tech as the leader in turnovers gained with 13. And our game, of course, in Delaware, the Blue Hens at 3-3 overall, 1-2 in Conference USA play, middle 1-5 overall, 0-2 in the league. The Blue Raiders and Blue Hens square off for the first time in nearly 50 years after Delaware swept a home-and-home back in 1977 and 78. Blue Hens quarterback Nick Minicucci is coming off a career game in which he threw for 422 yards against Jacksonville State. That was in a loss. He looks to help Delaware snap a two-game skid. Middle's backfield duo of Nick Vadiato and Jaquale Middlebrook have remained constant during a losing streak, and hope that their continued success leads to Blue Raider wins. The Jaquale Middlebrook over the last two games is averaging just over 100 yards rushing per game, while the Blue Raider passing attack has also been much better. A couple of notes here. Middle Tennessee announces promotional schedule for women's basketball exhibition games. The Blue Raiders will open at home against Fisk this Sunday at 1 o'clock, followed by a matchup with Life University on Tuesday. Postgame autographs coming up against Fisk, and Blue Raiders give back will be the promotion for the October 28th game against Life. All right, that's it for today, folks. We'll have another update for you coming up on Thursday. But don't forget Blue Raider football tomorrow on the air at 5 o'clock, kickoff 6:30 from Newark, Delaware. And it'll be right here on the Big G, WGNS.